sisters and brothers. The more I probe this latest thrust from Powers Shape the Future project in which they make use of Jeremy Ripkin. I listened to that interview on April 9th, promoting his latest book. The more I probe that thrust from him, particularly as there's quite a pile of spokesmen now stacked up. Venus, Zeitgeist, Thrive, the MIT guys, the pop economists asking us to help save capitalism, or the economy. We're always supposed to put that first before our lives. And then the similar version of that will be the, you know, the planet, because the planet and the economy are going to be defined as equivalents. All the visionary thinkers telling us what future we will have, telling us. And realizing, as I consider this mounting stack of Powers hacks, realizing they're just going to keep coming. They can trot them out ad infinitum. And so what do we got? I mean, seriously, these are obvious questions that have never been said my whole life. And it's only because of the dire circumstances of the planet right now. And the fact that they can't buy people off, enough people off with jobs. That this discussion, and because we have the internet, obviously, that this discussion is happening finally, at last. Let's not let another generation have to deal with this mess. Please, please. What do we got? Because Power has endless, because they've been planning. They get the real deal, right? While they give us the sugar-coated crap in their think tanks, like the Yale Globalization Project or whatever it's called, and, you know, all their other institutions of global state statesmen thinking. They have the real data, the real deal, you know, and we're going to be talking about that when we take a look at that book of Emmanuel Wallerstein. I mean, they're telling each other the truth. They know what's up. So they have been planning for this moment because it's obvious. Serious business. Rosa Luxemburg pulled their coats 100 years ago. She was trying to pull ours, by the way. And she got suppressed, obviously. So they have endless resources to devote to the problem of herding us into our 21st century boxes, our remodeled ones. The more I ponder this growing line, the more it seems to me we need strategy sessions, planning ends to launch our transition, pilots of the process that helps us further these necessary discussions. We need ongoing efforts that aren't exclusive, that recognize, for example, that folks who work construction or grow and harvest our food may be the thinkers, quote unquote, that we most need to get us to the opposite of power, of rule, of hierarchy and exclusivity. Because truly, we must somehow get our voices out there, make our voices louder, somehow get our priorities on the table. Those of us who want to move forward an alternative for popular discussion, demonstrate to our brothers and sisters that Power's plans are being met with an alternative. They aren't the only thing that we can think about right now. We can think about freedom and define it in clear, concrete terms. This cannot be only an academic discussion, to say the least. This is up for me because when I went to look at Jeremy Rifkin's book, I saw almost next to it a book called Does Capitalism Have a Future? And impetuously I splurged and got it because it includes an essay by Emmanuel Wallerstein who says what he truly thinks. And I'm laughing because it shouldn't be such a rare thing. He's not a propagandist. Not a conscious propagandist anyway. And I thought, Here might be the best offensive against Powers Shape the Future initiative. We'll see, although my first foray makes me kind of doubt it. My first foray makes me think that we, the people, are caught between two poles of punditry. As I'm seeing these two middle ranks as either unconscious or conscious servants of power, whether you, the scholarly pursuit of truth is certainly better than the planted propagandist, but neither gets us our future. The former says that it's not, you know, they wipe their hands of it. You know, they just want to stand back and study it. So who do we got? Power ain't sitting back and studying it. No, they're making it. We have to start making what we want. And we can't do that if we don't forward the conversations, because this ain't about some vanguard figuring it out and handing it to the quote-unquote people. That's just power, flip side of power. That's their M.O. We're going to figure it out and hand it to you guys, and you do it. Right. No, we're not going to be duped by that again. I mean, how many millions have died in the then Soviet Union and in China in service of that con? Seeing this, that there ain't nobody who's saying the obvious, a strong sense of urgency in me surges. And when I say saying the obvious, I mean saying the obvious that the people need to be off leash, that we need to be the ones making the decisions, that the only future that allows us to be free can be made by us, that it is possible for us to be free, and that we got to start planning it and start talking about it, not hearing this. A strong sense of urgency in me surges that says, we on the left, that is those of us who admit that power is not engaged in objective scholarship, but is deadly committed to its future vision, we have to start talking about how to challenge it, how to meet it with an alternative vision that is not elitist, but is rather power's opposite.